I can, I will, I must. Well, here we are. A new year draws near.
You're going to be intentional about setting the tone for how your year is going to turn out.
The nightmare is to reach our 60s, our 70s, our 80s, or even our deathbed, and to talk about everything we should have done. I should have done that. I should have invested in this. I should have made the relationship work. I shouldn't have got a divorce. There are things that you have been called to do.
But it is the challenges that makes us great. The challenges is what builds us up. The hardships, all of these things that we all had to endure. Nothing can stop what we are made of.
Where am I? Where am I trying to go? What am I trying to get done? What am I trying to do? I know they say it's January, here we go. New year, new me. You need to say, no, this is a new season. This is a new month. This is a new year. It is a new time for me to find out where am I going. This is the time to ask yourself, where are you?
This chance is all up to you. And you alone.
Don't just do enough to get by. Exceed expectations. Over-deliver. And you will find that that same energy that you're putting in is coming back to you.
You gotta have a dream, and you have to put it on the calendar, and you have to break it down bit by bit, piece by piece, day by day.
These are not your years when you just settle for an average marriage and settle for an average career and settle for an average worship life. No, this is the year that you decide, I want new, I want fresh, I want the real stuff. You gotta renew your mind.
You can.
We will.
We must.
We must.
We must.
We can.
We can.
We will.
We must.
We must.
We must.
We can.
We can.
We will.
We must.
We must.
We must.
I can. I will, I must. This year, 2021, here we go. Buckle up and go in with a full heart. If challenges will come, brace yourself, knuckle up, and go after it. It is not your choice to quit.
Are you ready to attack the new year? To attack means to take aggressive action. This means that you're not just sitting around waiting to see what 2021 has in store for you. Attacking the new year means that you're going to be intentional about setting the tone for how your year is going to turn out. Even if everyone around you is complaining and saying that things are gonna get worse, you don't have to come into agreement with them. See, those who expect more, they get more. And those who don't expect much, well, they usually don't get much.
Rule number one, you need a dream. You need a goal. And if you don't have a dream, this is the time to establish your dream. You gotta spend every single solitary day for the rest of your life going after that dream. What is your dream?
I see the work that I put in every day as an opportunity, not an obligation.
It is time to press refresh. What does that mean? It means that it is time to become the newest, most updated version of who you are. You need to say, God, I need you to update me. I need you to refresh me. I need you to reload something in my life, because a new year requires a new mindset, a new focus, and a new engagement on my part. Everybody say new. something that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. I want you to bump into the new this year. I want you to be walking and see a blessing that you didn't expect. I want you to walk into a season that you didn't know you was going to have. I want you to enter a dimension that you can't believe that you're on. I want you to get to a level and say, how did I get to this level? I want you to see something new in every area of your life. I want you to be so new this year, you are unrecognizable to old eyes.
We are strong. Not just physically. Not just mentally. But it is the warrior spirit inside that will push you through anything. So make your stand. Fight hard. And be strong every day.
It's amazing to me how we bring our old mindset into a new season and try to get confused and figure out why things are not working. Tell somebody a new climate means new clothes. You are in a new season and you got to find out what's working now, because a new season requires a new strategy. And what I need for everybody to figure out is, what season are you in right now? We all know about your last season, but what about your now season? What season are you in now? For some of you, that's your biggest frustration. You have yet to identify what season you are in. That's why I said embrace your season, because what will happen is you'll try to embrace someone else's season and you'll try to do for what they're doing and wondering why it works for them, but it doesn't work for you.
Have a goal and give it a deadline. If there's anything else you're gonna need coupled with that dream, is you're gonna need hunger. Let me say this again. You have to get hungry.
If you keep putting in the work, you are going to see results. The key is being consistent. Consistency is showing up when you really don't feel like it. So what do you want to achieve this year? What is it?
No weakness. No chance of giving in. No more will we submit. No more will we say we're done. You're not done yet. Your life is still here. You have it. It is in you. It is in us. In 2021, here we come. And we're gonna do what's necessary to live on strong. To all the beautiful people in the world, I want you to be strong. I want you to continue to move forward.
Get your confidence back. One job said no, and now you're losing your mind. You see, you ought to tell that job, I'm so sorry. I was only going to bless your business. I was only going to increase your sales. I was only going to be the best employee you ever had. But if y'all don't want me, that's fine. I got too much anointing to be crying over one door being closed. God will open up a door in every area of my life. I'm not about to let one closed door make me lose my swag.
It's just another year, another life, another chance, and we must be responsible to make it better.
Everything, everything that matters in life must be built. Woo! Let me tell you, that was worth the whole trip. If it's a business, it's gotta be built. If it's a family, it's gotta be built. If it's a marriage, it's gotta be built. If it's a relationship, it's gotta be built. You will not have success waiting on these microwave relationships. Everything in life, build. You have walked away from things saying they weren't finished, they weren't supposed to be. You left people and said they weren't ready, they weren't supposed to be. You have to build a boy into a man. You have to build a wedding into a marriage. You have to build a house into a home. Build it,